Worried about your drinking? Reserve your place on today's free Quit Drinking webinar and get a copy of my best-selling book, Alcohol Lied to Me, as a gift just for turning up. www.stopdrinkingexpert.com. Hello, hello, hello. It's Craig back here from stopdrinkingexpert.com, the website that helps people escape the loop of problem drinking. If you're worried about your alcohol use, don't be one of the majority and sit on the sidelines and do nothing about it, hoping one day it will just miraculously get better on its own. Go to the website, stopdrinkingexpert.com, and sign up for today's free Quit Drinking webinar. I'll even give you a copy of my best-selling book, Alcohol Lied to Me, as a gift just for turning up. All right, today we're talking about why is it so difficult to quit drinking and stay sober? I suppose the first question we should ask, we should always question the assumption, is it difficult to quit drinking? Well, if you listen to this absolute brainless wonder on Twitter or X or whatever you want to call it today, then it's not difficult at all. So this is a fairly generic post from my Twitter feed talking about the webinar. Mark Levy here says, quitting drinking is easy. I don't know why people make such a big deal of it. As if the millions of people who die every year, 3 million people die every year, as if they just didn't stop to think to stop. Because if you listen to Mark, why, you just don't drink it as soon as you realize it's bad for you. Simple, Mark, right? You gormless tool. So I replied to him. I don't know why I bothered. I put, have you considered it might not be easy for them? He responded by saying, well, I don't know why. So despite what Mark thinks, yeah, quitting drinking is difficult and there are reasons why. So let's talk about that today, because knowledge is power. And if you understand why it's difficult, then it helps to overcome the problem. I think one of the biggest problems with alcohol is that it is a drug that society has decided we don't want to call a drug. Drugs, what are drugs? Drugs are heroin, cocaine, meth, all the stuff that you don't do, all the stuff that you see on the streets, that sort of stuff, the stuff you see in the movies, they're drugs. Alcohol, what is that? That's just a harmless social pleasantry, isn't it? And it's our conditioning to look at black and call it white around this drug that starts the problem. So if we don't want to accept that it kills 3 million people every year, we don't want to accept that it gives us cancer, we don't want to accept that it's a drug, we're already off to a difficult start, aren't we? And then you've got the problem of social proof, because it's everywhere. And it's the only product on planet Earth that doesn't have to play by the same rules as everything else. You can put a commercial out in the Super Bowl claiming anything you want about alcohol, and it's fine. You can say beer makes you more sociable, beer gives you more friends, this brand of vodka makes you more elusive and sexy, this brand of gin makes you sophisticated, this brand of champagne means you're upper class. You can say anything you want about alcohol, and you never have to prove that the product does what you said it did. And that, my friends, does not apply to any other product on planet Earth. If I brought out a brand of car tire and put an ad out at the Super Bowl saying, use Beck's tires and you'll never have an accident, how quickly do I get sued? Within minutes, right? As soon as someone drives a car with my tires on and dies, I'm in trouble, aren't I? In fact, my ad, my commercial wouldn't even see the light of day, because the regulators, the ombudsman would look at this commercial and say, well, that's dishonest. You're not allowed to do that. But for some reason, alcohol, they go, yeah, yeah, say anything you want. No problem. Why? Why do we live in that world? But we do. Now, there is another problem. Let me just bring up a billboard that I saw where I live here in Cyprus. Let me see if I can dig it up for you. It's this one here. So this is outside a restaurant in Paphos. And Paphos is the opposite side of the island to me. And I want you to look at this. We live in a world where alcohol is cheaper than water. Alcohol is cheaper than coffee. You can get a pint of beer for €1.69. The cheapest coffee you can get is €1.85. What is that saying? So this is a genuine billboard. And you might think, but surely they're not making any money. Surely you can't sell beer that cheap. I've just been in London, where the average price of a pint of beer is about £7. And here we are at a holiday resort, and they're selling at £1.69. How are they doing that? And why are they doing that? And the answer is really simple. Because people who buy beer are very likely to buy another beer and another beer and another beer and then something to eat because they're hungry, then another beer. Do you see the pattern? Whereas people that go in for a coffee buy a coffee and then leave generally. So from a retail outlet point of view, drinkers are great value because they know that they're only getting one decision. You only have one choice as a problem drinker, and that is the first drink. The second drink's got nothing to do with you. That will be decided by the clown that lives in your head. So is the third, so is the fourth. There is a bar near me, literally, I think it's 3 kilometers from my house. All the locals go there, all the expats go there, because they sell the local beer. I think they sell it at 180 a pint. And you can drive past there at 11 in the morning and take note of all the faces. And you can drive past there at 8 o'clock at night and you will see the same people in that bar. They make pennies on a pint of beer. But because these people are in a loop with it, it all adds up. They can keep them there as a captive audience. So that's another thing. You know, the deck is stacked against us. And there was a good quote that I saw that really, really summed up this situation with alcohol. Let me just see if I can bring it up again. This one. This is so profound when you apply it to alcohol. The best way to keep a prisoner from escaping is to make sure he never knows he is in a prison. Isn't that so profound when it comes to alcohol? You think these people in these bars drinking cheap beer think they're in prison? Or do you think they think they're getting a great deal? It's great here. It's €1.80 a pint. What a fantastic deal. I'm getting a good deal. You go up to any problem drinker and say, you've got an alcohol problem. Do they admit it? Do they go, yeah, I know. I'm trying to deal with it, but I'm screwed. Very rarely. Almost never. More likely, they're going to get offended. They're going to have a go at you. They're going to snap. They're going to be aggressive. And they're going to tell you to keep your nose out of their business because they do not like you reminding them that they're in prison. They were blissfully happy, deluding themselves that they were drinking out of their own free will. And then you come along and make them all uncomfortable about it because the prisoners don't want to know that they're in prison. And that's the twisted world we live in. And that is why Mark on Twitter is so hideously wrong. It's not always easy to quit drinking because the deck is stacked against you. Society wants you to drink alcohol. Big alcohol bribes politicians, plays the game, plays the system to encourage you to drink alcohol. Every part of this deal is rigged. You know, and if you think that you're going to be one of those drinkers that gets away with it somehow, you're no better than the person playing roulette in a casino who claims to have a system. You're going to discover at some point that the house always wins and the drug always wins. There's no way you can game the system because it's so heavily stacked against you. It's like, you know, why don't alcohol bottles have the same graphic warning pictures on them that cigarettes do? It's because big alcohol is very powerful and it's managed to sidestep that process. You look at the warning label on alcohol bottles. What is it? It's a little tag. It's you know, it's like an inch long, a little tag on the back. You'll see it. It says, drink responsibly. It's almost like the politician said to the alcohol company, oh, we want to put warning stickers on your bottle. And the alcohol industry went, no. We tell you what to do, not the other way around. But I tell you what, to make your life easier so you can say something to the voters, we'll come up with a little warning sign and we'll stick it on every bottle. Is that okay? And the governments went, yeah, great, thanks. Oh, and thanks for giving us the money. Putting drink responsibly on a highly addictive substance is pointless. It's ridiculous. To people who are addicted to alcohol, whispering in their ear, don't drink too much, is pointless. How can it work? It can't. And that's why the alcohol industry is perfectly happy to stick that label on their bottles, because they know it doesn't make the slightest bit of difference to their sales. Even the concepts of dry January, sober October. You think the alcohol industry gets scared every January? Oh no, everyone's going to give up drinking. They don't care. They love it. They love it. Why? That's a genuine question people ask me when I say that. They say, but I don't get it. Why? Why would the alcohol industry like dry January? Why would they like sober October? The answer is this. People who have told themselves for years, sometimes decades, that they can stop anytime they like, have always believed that. And then one January comes around, they say, well, this year I'm going to do dry January. And they find out very quickly and very abruptly that they can't stop anytime they like. They always thought they could, but they never tried it. And here they are trying it for the first time. And shit, it hurts. It's difficult. I can't stop thinking about alcohol. I hate this. How many days left in the month? 30. Ah! And so they torture themselves all the way through January. They get to the end and they go, yay, I did it. And then they start drinking just as much as they did before, but a little bit extra. And everything has changed. They are no longer that happy individual who can stop drinking anytime they like. Now they know they can't. Now they know it's much harder than they thought. Now they're stressed. Now they're feeling anxious. And what do drinkers do when they feel stressed and anxious? They drink. So dry January, sober October, the drinks industry love it. It creates their best customers. The whole system is corrupt. It is an absolute disgrace. Knowledge is power. And that's why I'm here. That's why I've been doing this for nearly 14 years now. I tell you the truth. I don't sugarcoat anything. I'm not one of those therapists that's going to give you a hug and say, there, never mind. I'm just going to hit you hard between the eyes with the absolute reality of alcohol. And then after you've heard, if you do the course at stopdrinkingexpert.com, after you've heard everything I have to say and you decide to carry on drinking, you will do so without the safety net of the nonsense you used to believe before. You can listen to everything I say and say, ah, Craig, I don't care. I'm going to carry on drinking. Fine, you do that. But you'll no longer be able to say to yourself, I'm drinking to help me relax. You'll no longer be able to say, I can't get to sleep unless I have a drink. You'll no longer be able to say, I just drink to be social. All of the bullshit will be impossible to use from that point going forward. In short, I am the man that ruins alcohol for you for the rest of your life. Nobody invites me to parties. All right, thanks a lot. And if you have any questions, if you've got something burning in your mind, you want to know an answer to it, email me via the website, stopdrinkingexpert.com or craig at craigbeck.com. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter and subscribe to the YouTube channel as well. See you later.
Worried about your drinking? Reserve your place on today's free Quit Drinking webinar and get a copy of my best-selling book, Alcohol Lied to Me, as a gift just for turning up. www.stopdrinkingexpert.com.